I meet a lot of potential entrepreneurs or people who want to start their own business in technology, especially mobile application or a website, e-commerce, marketplace, and so on. And the one thing that I have learned very late in my career, but better late than never, is how to produce in the beginning or develop what we call an MVP, a minimum viable product, which is in fact a version of your application or website, which has enough features to satisfy early customers, the very early customers that, or users. So you wouldn't really develop an entire product. You would leave it for the future development, but in the beginning, so you don't invest a lot of dollars and time in developing your business case. Whether it is an application or whether it is a website, you start by an MVP. So you don't really have to put all the features that you have in your head. I know you want to impress the market, you want to impress people around you, the users, the investors, social media, by saying my application does this, this, and that. I have done this mistake in one of my businesses, which is the food delivery application, in which we, as co-founders, had a conflict in which the co-founders, they wanted to launch the product in a perfect shape with all the functions, options that the user may have. And I really argued a lot that, no, let's just launch a very basic application. But we ended up waiting for months and months and months until we run out of cash. So why do entrepreneurs or successful entrepreneurs advise you to do the MVP, the minimum viable product? Is one, so you don't spend all the cash you have, you would leave something for the longer runway. So let's say you have $100,000, instead of investing $70,000 in the development, you would invest 15,000, that's it, and you keep 85 for the runway and the running cost. Two, it would be easy to manage. So if you have, let's say in your head in the beginning, 10 features, 10 options, 10 functions in the application, don't do more than 30%, just three. I know it might sound crazy and you say, oh, you want me to launch just with three features or options out of 10, yes. But you will argue and say, but the users will not be happy with the application. You are not here to satisfy users 100%. You're here to give them the basics. If they really want your product, they will use the basics and they would know that you will start developing it as you go. And you would save the money and the effort and the maintenance and managing of your application. Now, on the other side, if you develop an entire application with all the $100,000 you have in the features and options that you do have, you will end up running out of cash. And if the application or the business model does not really receive a market need, so there was no market need at all, you have lost your money. But if you launch an MVP and you find that there is no market need, you have two options here. Either your exit and closing that idea will be easier, or you might change it according to the market needs. And here the changes will be very easy if you have an MVP with the minimum features and options that the users has. So we have two scenarios here, and in both scenarios you are a winner, by the way. First scenario, you launch an MVP with the minimum features and the market perceive your application well. Here you would know that even with very less features and options, the market has welcomed your application and their users accepted it. So you are a winner. And if you launch with an MVP with a very minimum options and the market does not really welcome it, it does not like it, you have here two another options. Either to find out through validation, if you increase the number of features, will people like it and will people use it? Or it's just there is no demand for your application. In both cases, you're also a winner. The second scenario is that you go like I did with my application, the food delivery application, and you launch a full product, complete full product. Here, you will have also two scenarios. If the market accepted, you are a big winner, by the way, because you've launched an application that's full of features and people accept it. So you've taken the risk, by the way, and the risk will pay back. The risk will give you a lot of return. But on the other side, if the scenario that in the event that there is no market need or people really don't use your application, you have lost a lot of money, you have lost a lot of cash and time, and to start changing and updating your application would be quite late, very late, because you've already put all of the effort you have put all the options, you have no options to go and validate and say, why I'm not using it, I have this, this and that. Now, you may ask me, who did that? Uber is one of the applications that I have used from the early stages when they launched in the US and then in other countries. It was a very, very basic application. There is no rating for the drivers. You wouldn't add only your name and email. There is no picture of yours. And the number of drivers were extremely limited. And only in a 10 miles radius, if I'm not mistaken, that you would find drivers nearby. And if there is no drivers around 20 miles, you will not be able, or 10 miles, you will not be able to find a driver. So I believe that the founders of Uber did that in purpose. They know that we have to launch a very basic application that would allow only limited users to use it, so we can also manage the number of users. Another case is Airbnb.com. When they did launch their website, it was extremely basic. I was one of the very, very early users also of Airbnb. And it was so basic that you cannot rate the host. The search was very limited, so you wouldn't really find a lot of options. So there was no search filter. So now you have tens and tens of filters within the search within Airbnb application and website. And they start with only a website. So also you may just start with an application, no need for a website, or vice versa. So you may start with a website, not an application. This is another MVP scenario or tactic. The last option I want to use is my very, very, very dear and favorite application, which is Slack. So Slack is an application which I was one of the first 100 global users in this application. I found it in Product Hunt, and it was just positioned as a project collaboration. And then they have changed their plan to become more of collaboration, chatting, an application for businesses. Slack has launched a very, very basic application in the early stage. There was no Teams. The hashtag was not available within the channels. There was no private channel. So I remember it was extremely basic, that is chat between one or more staff member or team members within my company. So what happened, they started updating it, until the company decided to go into a paid subscription. Now, I was lucky that because I'm one of the early users, I am still using most of the functions within the application for free. But then they start making billions of dollars, by the way. If you look at the revenue of Slack, you will be impressed. It became a unicorn, a multi-billion dollar business. Because what they did, they have given your users the basics for free. So you can just opt in for an account for you and for your company and put team members, but you will have limited a megabyte for the download, limited history, limited number of team members, some limited functionalities. But if you use the basic application, you will have all the functions that you need on a daily basis. If you want the luxury of extra functions, then hey, you have to pay. I'm not sure how much exactly. I think it's $15 per team members per month. To conclude my podcast for the day, please Google MVP, minimum viable product, prior to launching your technology business or idea. Do not go without understanding what an MVP is, and take case studies of previous businesses who launched an MVP in the industry you are launching it. So let's say you are launching an e-commerce for, let's say, stationaries. You go and find Global who launched such an application or website and did an MVP, study their MVP, see what products and features they have done, and then plan your product launch accordingly. I hope you liked my podcast for the day. Good luck and see you in the next one. Ciao.